You're listening to the Chip Chipperson Podcast on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
In these depressing times, sometimes the ideal gift is all you need to really pick somebody up. What better than a cameo from Chip Chipperson? Probably a lot of things are better than that. But if you're really out of ideas and you want something totally thoughtless to give somebody, go to cameo.com/Chip Chipperson. It's the perfect gift to get a CUDA sloppy.
Where's Chip?
Where are you?
Yeah.
Hey, there he is.
There he is.
That is some devil shit right there.
Yo, what's up? And how come Anthony's not visible? Did he pass away?
No, it should be right here.
He's trying to top you in the darkness, I think.
You can hear me, though, right?
This is what a therapist feels like when he tries to get to Ant's feelings.
Just blackness and nothing.
Just darkness and nothing there. All right, guys, the way we're going to start is I want everybody to go, fuck the quarantine at the top of their lungs.
Okay.
All right, fuck the quarantine.
Wait, are you going to count us down?
No, but I just wanted Kevin to start off yelling.
Oh, okay. Wait, Aunt, you're split screened.
Oh no. What are you, Sybil or something?
What happened? What does that even mean?
That looks nice.
How did that look? I'm like the old TV sets with the horizontal
fucking Tony 2 videos.
I don't
Where are you, Kevin? Are you in the shower? What is that?
Yeah, I'm in my bathroom because my kids, I don't want to wake up my kids.
Oh, you got it. Yeah, we usually do these at night now the quarantine's happening. What time do the little rugrats go to bed? We'll try to do it earlier next time that you're on.
They just went to bed, but if they hear me talking, they'll come and tell me to shut up.
Oh, yeah, especially if they know you're doing this one. They're probably big fans, and they'll probably come in, hey, can we meet them? And then it's a whole thing. I understand.
My son is a fan, Chip.
Yeah, he's a good boy. I remember I met him. He was a nice young man. We should have him on the podcast. I want to get Bobby Kelly's kid, Florentine's kid, and do like a kid show. We'll all have some laughs.
That's a good idea.
That's actually a good idea.
So, Kevin, how you been? You ain't been on the show in a while. Just waiting for Aunt to... Oh, Aunt, that's perfect. No card and camera. Oh, man. That's too much information.
I can't just make things easy.
No,
I can't just make things easy and fucking, like... Yes, this is all kinds of fucked up now.
What's the matter? What did you do wrong?
I'm on a Chromebook right now. You can get that for like a dollar. You should just invest.
Now it's just menu stuff.
Oh, no.
Wasn't Anthony Comey the first guy to do a podcast from his house?
Yeah. What happened?
If it wasn't for him, Rogan wouldn't have done his show. Now look at Ant. Fucking. That's okay. You look fine. No card in Tony's camera.
This is.
No card, Tony.
Yeah. This is Missy's setup in here. In the office, so I don't know much about it.
How come? What happened?
Well,
perfect.
No, it's not. It's still the same.
Very glitchy.
I don't know what that means.
What if you blow on it like you did with the Nintendos?
I didn't touch shit. Okay. Missy's trying to fix it. This is where she does her Twitch's video games and stuff like that, and. Does her little conferencing and whatnot. Chip keeps going, that's good, when it's so not.
It's
still split. It's got all kinds of squares and numbers and letters, and it's just a catastrophe.
Hey, dude, so far we got the name of the podcast episode. That's No Card in Camera. That's going to be a good one. Oh, this is a good one. Anthony's split in half. Christine is loaded again. Kevin's in the shower with a hood on.
We're going to be doing this late. Simple. There's no way. I mean, I don't know. We're in quarantine. I don't know what to do. I went on so many walks today. I can't do it anymore.
Well, you've been walking to
drinks
around the neighborhood, and then you have to wave to everybody 400 times. I hate it. I'm so sick of it.
Are you a little tipsy?
I mean, I'm just happy to be here.
What are you drinking?
It's a little Riesling white wine.
Oh, okay.
That's
a wino.
Yep, she's a fucking.
I'll go down here.
That's fine. Well, nobody will notice. We'll fix it in post.
We're definitely not fixing that.
Show from down here. No, I don't know why it's split like that. It looks like it's split into two fucking frames here. I
it's probably because there's no card in the camera.
No card again. There's never a card in the camera.
Can you put a card in the camera and maybe this will all disappear?
I don't think so. Did you shut it off and turn it on again?
Yeah, how come it's split like that, Ant?
Did you try unplugging it and plug it back in?
I think that's fine. We can make
all right, you stay clear. We will reboot the system and see if it works. How's the weather where you are? That's every fucking servant. Hello, my name is Brian. I will help you through this. Your name's not Brian.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's a card in it now, and it ain't working. I'm ready to just take the goddamn... what is that?
Just unplug the goddamn thing. Like in War Games, the Whopper.
What kind of card do you think it is, Chip? Do you think it's a birthday card?
Chip.
Babe, you got me on a roll all of a sudden. What kind of card is it?
Could you get
Metro? What kind of card? Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, great.
Wait, can't he just use his phone like I'm doing?
I could, but I choose to be professional.
Wait, are you hooked up on Chrome? Why don't you just get to Chrome? Open the email. Foot. Oh, that's much better.
Oh, it's even worse.
Press button.
I don't know what it is.
Is Missy doing a show that's split in half? Is that why it's like
that? No, she's never done a show that's split in half. I'm sorry, Chip.
Okay.
I'm trying to figure this out. Nothing seems to be working to keep this fucking split screen thing.
Yeah.
Maybe I...
Raise the camera up or something?
Is there a... Raise the camera
up. So then it's on your face and the other part disappears?
I don't think that's good. But... let's see. No.
There you
no,
go. Perfect.
All right. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get my stupid camera from that. Could you plug a USB in somewhere?
Hold sure, on. You're allowed to. And we don't object.
Oh, God.
All right. Cool.
Is this going to be part of the show?
Oh, this is the this is the entire show. never seemed better. This is really everybody's having technical glitches. Who would have thought that I'd be the shining example of technical responsibility?
Please.
So, Kev, what have you been up to? You hear about this whole Corona
anywhere
thing?
Yeah. Listen, I'm not the only guy who. I don't even know what's gonna happen now.
What do you mean?
Awesome.
I mean, everyone was predicting how long it would take. I don't think anybody knows anything now.
Yeah, what they're trying to do is everybody wants medicine.
Listen, I don't have a problem with this disease really, except it's closing down business because it's killing old people, and that's people we want dead anyway. I mean,
you're saying that you think they're in the way.
I'm saying that's who. It's better than them killing old people than middle-aged people, their children.
Yeah, well, girls with big tits. Imagine if it was just girls with big tits that would die. What a panic everybody would be in.
Hello, that wouldn't be good. Sorry. What would I do?
That's what I'm saying, babe. We'd be out of our minds protecting you. You wouldn't hear one objection. Stay closed until January.
That would be a funny disease.
Killed girls with big tits?
Yeah.
Why can't you kill the little titted girls? Why does it have to be the big titties?
No, why we would hate it.
We would hate it because if girls with little titties were dying, we'd feel bad for a little while if they were nice people. But let's be honest, it wouldn't affect the beach at all. But a girl like yourself, a buxom young woman, this would be a heartbreaker.
It sure would.
So, Kevin, how are you making money? Are you still doing your show? What are you doing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm trying to hustle. You know, I'm working for Uber Eats now, so.
Wait. All right, you almost had me.
You know who is doing? Tony Woods. You know Tony Woods, right?
Yep.
He's working for like Grubhub or something. He called me on one of his tours.
Is he really? Why is he just, needs to be really broke?
No, he figured he's got nothing to do. And he said it keeps him pretty busy for lunch.
Oh, all right. He's got something to do now. I bet you he writes a show about it or something.
I hope so.
That's what I was going to do. I'm trying to do this thing where I go to people's apartments and I repair their refrigerators because I'm trying to like get like a program or something about refrigerator repair.
You going to ask them if it's running?
Wait a minute. I like it better before, Ant, to be real honest.
Thanks.
What'd you do to fix it?
A totally different camera I took from my other computer and popped it in here. So we're good. I'm sorry.
What is the light in the back? I literally feel like I'm in purgatory. What is that fucking light against the back wall? It's all holy and shiznit.
It's like I said, this is Missy's setup. This is where she does her thing from. So she, you know, lights are a big thing with the kids.
Yep. All right. So listen, everybody said we could, the beginning, I think we're just going to leave it as it is. There's no need to fucking fix it. Kevin's got to talk fucking quiet because kids are in bed.
Okay. Oh my goodness.
Kevin's got to talk quiet.
Is that why he's like hidden away somewhere? Like
when you whisper like that, it's like ASMR.
Oh, it really is. Right.
Yeah.
Fucking what's that? What's...
Give us a little bit more something, you know, like make us a,
tell clean. Kevin what it is. I'll do some ASMR.
It's when you hear the sounds and it does something to your insides and gets you all hyped up. You know, like when people chew or...
sexually? Oh, I know what you mean.
Whispering, that kind of thing.
Well, what does it stand for, ASMR?
Oh, I don't know offhand. Hold on a second.
I don't know.
She's young. She's hip.
ASMR, assimilated sounds.
You know what's funny about that? When I'm sober, I have it, and then when I drink, it goes away.
Autonomous sensory response.
Like little noises when I'm just sitting around. My kids do it. I'm like, that's so annoying. But then if I'm drinking, I'm like, what a nice noise.
It makes you relax, right? Yep, that's the way it is.
It don't bother me anymore, those annoying noises.
Not much of anything bothers you after a few drinks. I've noticed that.
Yeah. Yep. The only thing that bothers me is occasionally the scream and the dull thud on my hood as I speed through town. Christina, what's it stand for, babe? Tell everybody.
Autonomous sensory meridian response.
That's what I thought. Yeah, that's what I was trying to say.
Pleasurable feeling, often accompanied by a tingling sensation. And the tingle is said to originate in a person's head and spread to the spine.
Okay,
the stimulation.
Is it from sounds or is it a sensual feel?
Well, yeah, like when you whisper, there's something that we'll feel and it'll get us all tingly and excited.
Like,
let me
ask. I know that.
What's that, Ant?
I totally get that. Like, I remember, like, that stupid liberty, 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 liberty. Like, that does that to me. I fucking cringe. I want to throw something through the TV.
What makes me feel proud to be an American?
No, I'm talking about this stupid insurance commercial. And by the way, if anybody's wondering, they're totally behind us and they're here to help.
Oh, everybody's here to help.
Just like every other. I watched the commercial. I would have thought it was like Mother Teresa, the Red Cross, like everyone got together. The commercial's telling how they're going to help everyone.
We're all in this together.
Yeah, all in this together. And then at the bottom, when it was done, it said Frito-Lay. Like literally Fritos was telling us everything's going to be okay. Fuck you, Fritos.
You know who I want to see do a commercial? A fucking coffin store. And say, look, a discount if you're over 75. Now hop in, you old bag.
My friend took a picture today of the card section at the grocery store because she went to go get a birthday card for her.
God, that germ.
There were no sympathy cards left. All the sympathy cards were empty. Yeah.
Babe, what are you saying? We've lost our sympathy? Go ahead, babe, preach.
even in the ebony section. I love those cards. Yo, to my bitch.
Oh, I like that. Everyone's saying COVID is racist.
Everyone's saying
COVID is racist because it's going after black people. But it's frustrating probably for Al Sharpton because he doesn't know where to pick it.
Yeah.
And you can't march outside because of social distancing. Al Sharpton's a good man. My mother loved him. She goes, I prefer the old Al when he had a little meat on him, Chip. Yeah. He really told Whitey to his face.
Meat on his bones. Yeah, it must be racist that there's people having COVID parties of 1,000 people at a fucking... little house somewhere. That's got to be the racist part of it.
Yeah, they had some stripper party, and they were
I saw that one.
It's fucking hot. It's
awesome.
So let me ask you something. Am I the only one who's been fucking a lot of girls during this whole thing?
Oh, I've been plowing through them.
What's that, babe?
I've been plowing through them.
Dave, you always get me. Here's a little ASMR for you.
Let's hear it.
So, seems like everybody's just going to eat a few potatoes, and then we're all going to put salt on our potatoes. Hey, everybody, do you want to roll your potatoes down the street? Maybe have a tomato with it and have a little bouillabaisse. Maybe you could call your best friend, and he could come over and bring you a hat.
I understand what it is now. That was like an experience.
It's a sensation, right?
Right.
It's
yeah.
Sensation.
Go ahead, babe.
I think they're called douche chills too.
It wasn't meant for you. It's for a lady. It enters at the clitoris and it goes up to the spine.
Right. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I like, right. Doesn't she look good tonight in the glasses and the big smile?
I love the big smile and like the half-opened eyes and shit.
Yeah. You know, it's late, you guys. I've had a long day.
It's nothing about the time there, Christina.
Yeah, what time is it in Pennsylvania?
Wait, don't.
It's past
Christina, go with it.
Bedtime.
So what time did you get up this morning, babe? I got up at 6. I had karate.
I got up at 6 also, and I had to start prepping for the show that I work on.
Oh, you got to get up early. I'm working on a game show because Matt Eisman had a game show. So maybe if you guys want to – I only got a little bit of it. But this is, we're going to call it like there's a couple of different categories. Now, I know, Kevin, you can't make no noise because the little fella's asleep. So here's what you do. Snap if you have the answer. Now, correct answers are 7 points. Incorrect answers are 3 points, unless followed up by a correct answer, which would push them up 4 points. But if an incorrect answer at 3 points is followed up by another incorrect answer, all points are moot and pull the bonus round. All right.
Oh, I got that thing again. I got that acronym again.
What is the name of this game?
Fact or fiction.
And does it have a jingle or any kind of, you know, because all game shows have a great jingle.
Yeah, babe. Now we're still in the infancy right now. I'm kind of debuting it for you guys.
Oh, okay.
Maybe something like fact or fiction.
Yes. I love it.
Good as any other I've heard.
Yeah.
Not bad, right? All right, here we go. So remember, if you got the answer, you just snap your fingers and I'll call. All right. Now, here's the categories. We only got a couple of questions. Believe me, it's in its infancy. Life of Chipperson, roots, vegetables, and legumes, or U.S. presidents?
Do we snap?
I guess I got to start. All right. Let's see. Kevin, pick a cat.
Oh,
presidents.
Okay. Fact or fiction? George Washington chopped down an onion bush. Go on now.
Go ahead. I have to say, what is fiction?
Just fact or fiction. We tried the whole what is, and Alec Trebek said, if I wasn't feeling so terrible, I'd come over and kick your ass, Justin.
All right, fiction. I say fiction.
That's right.
Old Plato pancreas.
All right, that's all I got for presidents. Okay, so we got 2 categories left. Okay. Life of Chipperson or roots, vegetables, and legumes, Kev?
Life of Chipperson.
Okay, fact or fiction? 2 of my toes are webbed.
Fiction.
Hold on, you were snapping. You didn't. Nope, that don't count. You yelled it before you got called on. Anthony, I saw you snapping. Go ahead.
I'm gonna say fact.
No, that's fact and fiction. 2 are web, but so are 3 more.
So is that 4 points or 7?
Nobody gets any points because, believe me, that would have put you automatically into the bonus round.
But if I follow up with a correct answer, I get 4 points.
Oh, I know who you're telling the rules to. I wrote the fucker. I was there when they drafted it, like Ricky Roma. All right. All right, Ant. Okay, so now you have roots, vegetables, and legumes, or life of Chipperson.
Oh, it's almost as annoying as potent potables. I hate that one. Oh, my God. How about bile fluid? How about insulin, Alex? The old insulin factory's busted.
I'll take my final July 4th party for $1,000.
All right. I'll take the, what is it? Roots, vegetables, and legumes.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Here's one. Chickpeas weigh approximately 80 pounds. Anthony.
It depends on how much the chick drank.
Oh.
I got to put in a humor category because it's incorrect. But that was a very funny answer. So what happens is you don't get the points at any points you would have gotten and now subtract it because you went off category and you get one demerit. Okay, Kevin.
You're about the demerit in the rules.
Roots, vegetables. Oh, go ahead, babe. What's your question? Don't be shy. The only dumb question is the one you don't ask.
Since he didn't get it right, can one of us steal and then try to get the answer correct?
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, but you didn't do what you got to do to steal.
What's that?
You got to push your palms towards the camera like that. Let me know that you want to steal.
Okay, next time. Thanks.
Okay, now go ahead. You can still do it.
Oh, so man.
All right, if you want to steal, you have to wave your bosoms. Okay, we got Kevin, root vegetables and legumes, or we have Life of Chipperson.
I'll go with the roots.
Okay. Potatoes are a fruit. Kev?
No.
It's fiction. That's right.
Wow.
That's right. So you get to pick the next question. And all we have left of Life of Chipperson is the only category left.
I'll go with that then, Alex.
Okay. My friend Jerry once accidentally grabbed my testicle with pliers.
I gotta go fact.
That's a fact. Yeah, he was
wow,
playing a prank on me, and he accidentally grabbed my scrotum with pliers, and I screamed, but we laughed about it later.
How much later?
He laughed immediately, and for me, it took about 9 months. All right, you got that one. Okay, the next one in the category, Kevin, this is also Life of Chipperson. Billy Lipperman was my next-door neighbor.
I would say no.
Well, that's fact masquerading is fiction masquerading is fact. I lived in a cell next to Billy in juvie. I was 11 and got arrested for defecating in a pile of leaves and setting it on fire.
Just kids being kids.
Yep.
Were there any casualties, Chip?
No, not at all. I mean, property damage, yeah, they said it was somewhere around $700,000-$800,000 worth of property damage. But there was no, yeah, it was leaves were right up against the house. And they all made it out, thank God.
So you burnt the house down is what you did.
Houses.
It wasn't just
houses.
Oh, no. Plural houses.
Yeah. Oh, two houses and one frame of a nice new house that was supposed to be built. Ooh, wow. You ever see the frame of a house catch fire? Goes up relatively quickly.
Literally a pile of sticks, yeah.
Yeah, they knew it was me, too.
It's like watching a cross burn. It's fun.
Anthony, comment? I called the fire department, but they knew it was me who did it.
How did they know?
Because when I was staring at the flames, they noticed I had an erection.
I don't think that proves anything.
That might be a suspect, yes.
Yeah, no. I didn't think so either, but I was still holding matches.
Oh, there you go. That's reason enough.
Yeah. All right, let me see one more. Christina, let's see if you know this one.
Oh, okay.
I'm a warlock.
That's a Anthony? Fact.
I'm going to steal.
Anthony?
I just put my hands against the camera, so I'm going to steal and say true fact. Yes.
Yep, fact. Warlocks are seekers of the knowledge that lies hidden in the fabric of the multiverse.
That was an easy one, Chip.
Of course.
You didn't like that explanation.
Oh, God, it's too cool for the room.
I don't know what the multiverse is. Before we go any further, guys, you remember the days when you could just go out instead of sitting around in a house like a big bunch of pecker tuggers? Now you're all trapped at home. There's nothing to do. You watch TV, you drink, you're eating like a big fat pig and having sex, of course. Maybe you need a little boost, a little kick, because your performance is dismal as we expect it to be. You're depressed. You're not working. You feel emasculated. Your peck is just kind of laying there like it was hit by a bus. You could increase your performance and get that extra action going in bed with Blue Chew. Blue Chew brings you the first – oh, I hit this. God damn it. Blue Chew brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, and you can get your first shipment for free when you use the promo code CHIP. And this is probably the best place to go to get it, because nothing says a hard pecker like Chipperson. Take them anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach. So maybe you take a girl out to like a McDonald's or a Burger King. You have the filet of fish or a Whopper. And then you take it. You go in the bathroom. You say something like, I'll be right back. I think I got a shit. And then you go in the bathroom. You take the pill. You clean out your teeth so you don't have blue shit all over your teeth. And then you come out and voila, about a half hour later, my pecker's working fine. Time to head to the bedroom. Blue Chew is the fast and easy way to enhance your performance. They should change that. Are you sick of bombing in bed? Are you sick of making love while a girl goes, boo, boo? Blue Chew is prescribed online by licensed physicians, so you don't have to go to the doctor's office or wait in line at the pharmacy. It ships right to your door in a very discreet package. They made it in the USA. And since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, it's cheaper than a pharmacy. And no worries about leaving your house. You can stay home, practice your social distancing, unless it's time to stick it in. Right now, we got a special deal for our listeners. Visit Blue Chew, BlueChew.com, BlueChew.com. Get your first shipment for free when you use a special promo code CHIP. Pay $5 for shipping, you chiseler. BlueChew.com, promo code CHIP. Everyone is sick and tired of your pecker not working properly. So let me ask you guys what you think about this UFO stuff coming out from the Pentagon, because I seen aliens when I was a kid, so I believe it. Kev, you ever seen a spaceship or a spaceman or a man from out of space?
Something of that nature.
Something of that nature, yeah.
I would have remembered, right?
Maybe. Sometimes they wipe your memory. I didn't remember at all. And then one time I was in a bar and someone came over and they said something and I smelled cigarettes and liquor on their breath. And I remembered the aliens coming into my room when I was asleep.
Yeah. Are you sure it was with the aliens and not Lamar and Reggie?
Oh,
that was the aliens. It was not Lamar and Reggie. My mother was running a rooming house.
Was this 1850?
My mother was running a rooming house. Fuck yeah.
Like a bed and breakfast?
Yup, it was a bed and breakfast, but she was always too sick to make breakfast. So she would just leave she would just leave some muffins that she got from the diner out.
What are those? What did she leave?
Muffins. She left a bunch of muffins out, and you could just break it in half and have a bite.
What's your favorite? You all had to have the same muffin?
No, but she had like corn. She had a fucking boysenberry muffin. Oh, she had a fuck
this.
What's your favorite flavor muffin?
What's that? I like a brand muffin that's been sitting on the counter for 10 days.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
How about Lamar? What was Lamar's favorite?
Lamar like a nice chocolate chip motherfucking muffin. That's what he would always say. I want a chocolate chip motherfucking muffin. And my mother would run in her slippers down to the Krauses and get him one. It was crazy.
Lamar wanted to open a bed and lunch because it's a little, little later in the day.
Yeah, a lot of times my mother wasn't feeling very well.
You gotta get up early.
Did you have to take over then, Chip, as the host of the bed and breakfast?
Yeah, my job was to go, time to get up, or you gotta pay $25 for another day.
Oh.
And I would have to go in there and shake them awake.
Oh, man.
I hate that.
Did you ever walk in on anybody? Like, maybe they were taking a shower or having sex or something. Did you ever see anything?
No, but there was one older man that didn't know I was coming. So I kept knocking. I was like, hello? And then I walked in, and I just seen his toes pointed at me on the bed. And I realized he was tugging his pecker.
Oh, my God. So did you leave Mr. CK's room?
No, he wasn't a redhead. Oh, he was an older gentleman with a beard. He was just staring at me. And he said something about, come over here and grab my nips, kid.
What a great line.
Yeah, I didn't care for that. I ran out and screamed.
Yeah. Like Danny leaving that room in The Shining.
Yeah, except I wasn't all torn and tattered.
Oh, good. Good for you, though.
My little Apollo sweater on. Come on. So let me ask you, Kev, let me see around your bathroom. That's pretty chill. What do you got, a shower in there?
It's not just mine. It's my whole family, so I can't show you everything.
Okay, how about just the shower, the curtain?
The curtain. It's a glass shower.
Oh, I like a glass shower.
Nice available towel right there.
Glass showers are okay.
I took a shit in the shower one time.
No way.
Yeah, because what happened was I had diarrhea, so I took a shit before I went into the shower, and then I was in the shower like 2 or 3 minutes, and I was like, I got to shit again. So I'm like, I'm not going to get out of the shower and make it get everything wet. Yep. So I'll just, it's diarrhea. How bad can it be? But and plus it's not a bathtub. So I can just position myself right over the drain.
Yep.
And that's what I did. And then I look down the drain. It's all going right down the drain. And I'm thinking I did the right thing here. And then I look behind me, the whole wall was covered with shit. You know?
Oh my God.
Flatted.
Did it look like the shower scene in Psycho going down the drain?
It really did. It was disgusting. I should have taken a picture for proof. But then I told, I was on a podcast. I was telling the story and my wife listened to the podcast.
Oh no.
And she goes, why do you tell me you took a shit in a shower? I'm like, because I didn't want this to happen.
No way to start. How do you say that after she served dinner? Hey, this reminds me of a funny story.
I mean, sometimes it's better if women don't know everything.
You know, a liquidy one, you might be able to get away with. A solid one.
I got away with it until she heard me on the podcast.
Yeah.
Kevin, is the drain right under you, or is it like off in the front
To travel all the way down? It's dead center. Nice. It's just a shower stall. There's no tub here. So it's
pilot
perfect.
To Bombardier. Pilot to Bombardier. Yes, hover over it.
Yeah, exactly. Chip, I didn't mean to soil your podcast with the story.
Listen, we're talking shit stories. You're talking to the king. I mean, a liquidy shit. We could break it down by consistency if you want stories. There was one time, dude, you ever think it's a good time to take your shit, but then you realize that, like, I was on a plane, right? And I was running up and down the aisles. I was hyperactive. I was doing jumping jacks. I was pretending I was other people. And I just fucking made right there in the middle of the aisle. I was young, though. I didn't know. I was scared.
Didn't you have a story where you went to Compound Media to use the toilet and the door was locked and you thought you were going to...
Oh, yeah. I thought I was going to shit myself. I had to run
because you were holding it because you knew you could at least use it at work. And then the door was locked.
Once your body knows you're close, it chambers the round, you know, it's like you're ready to go. So I was all ready to go. And I went and pulled on the door handle and it's locked. And I had to try to go downstairs because you don't want to wait for the elevator. And boy, it was knocking.
Yeah. What'd you do? Did you make it?
I did make it. I don't have many stories of not making it.
I had one time. Hold on a second. You know what's really? Hold on. Uh-oh. You know, we're gonna cut that out. But it sounded like a little elephant back there.
Even the demon behind you is offended. Oh, Jesus Christ! Flapping his wings of death to get the fucking stench out.
One time I was, when I was a kid, I was going to steal comic books and I had on satin shorts and I took a shit in the woods and there were yellow jackets flying between my legs.
Unfortunate circumstance.
Yeah, it really was. Those little mugs were flying around pestering me, looking up at my fucking taint.
Where'd you get satin shorts?
What's that?
Satin shorts as a kid?
I was like 12 or 13. I'd run around in a pair of burgundy satin shorts. The fact that I wasn't, the fact that my hole wasn't abused all the time is a miracle.
Did they feel nice on your skin?
What, babe?
Did it feel nice on your skin?
Picture satin on your skin, babe, while you're walking around in the summer going to steal comic books. It's such a fucking bittersweet day.
Satin's supposed to be like sexy, like satin sheets in bed. But if you're having any kind of sexual thing, they're not very absorbent. And you need some absorbent. There's a lot of fluid. A lot of fluid during sex. You got fluid.
Yeah, I hate that.
So yeah, you try to wipe it off on satin sheets. It's just like trying to wipe it off on cellophane or something.
I think you're really only supposed to use a satin pillow that's supposed to help with your wrinkles. Ugh. The sheets, it's a little much.
Yeah, but aren't those satin sheets slippery too?
Yeah.
To like slide across.
Hey, very Chip, slippery. Say that 10 times fast. Satin sheets slippery.
Hold on a second. Satin she's slippery. 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 Satin she's slippery.
Remember they used to have water beds? They were dumb too, weren't they?
Fucking love the water bed with satin sheets on it. I would jump on that mug and fucking bounce off onto the floor. I would do it for hours.
I lost my virginity on a water bed. It was horrible.
Whoa. Oh no! Did your uncle have one?
Bad. No. It was in my boyfriend's house.
Jesus. I might have woke up the kids with that laugh.
Oh no.
Good.
So let me ask you something, babe. Now that you're obviously three sheets to the wind, let me see. How old were you when this happened, when this love?
I just turned 17.
Oh, that's
she's
cool.
Only 17.
Yeah.
17. Yeah, on a waterbed.
Oh, it was awful. Why was it awful? Because it was just, I mean, it's your first time, so it's bad anyway. And then
she got seasick and vomited on his balls.
It was really bad.
The first time I lost my virginity, I threw up in the bathroom that was like right next to the bedroom. I come out of the bathroom. The girl goes, "Did you just puke?" I go, "Yep."
Why'd you puke?
And then she had sex with me. She had sex with me anyway. So
wow.
Oh, this must have been you puked.
Probably drunk, right?
Yeah, we're all drunk. Everybody was drunk.
Yeah, that was
back
the only
then.
Way you got laid back then. Exactly.
I was
not. How do Mormons hook up? I don't know.
Yeah, it's the only way you could convince a young slut to get into your waterbed.
I was not drunk. I was totally drunk. I did that willingly and consciously. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
A young slut.
I was 9 when I lost my virginity.
Come on.
It was a fucking model.
That's sexual abuse.
No, it wasn't. I seduced her. She was like 28. She was a model.
Chip, that's pedophilia.
No, it ain't. She saw the size of my pecker. She was like, I don't care what the law says.
Pecophilia.
You had a big pecker at 9.
I know. Isolate that audio.
I was asking, Chip.
A blessing and a curse. Am I right, Chip?
Right?
It really is, yeah, because they thought I was older than I was because my pecker was so long and fat. Oh. They would always call me Dum Dum Chipperson.
Every time you went to the stationery store, they accused you of stealing shit.
Right, because they would see my fucking
What do you got down there?
Balls.
What do you got, a big buddy down there? What do you got?
Packing heat.
A giant-sized Clark bar? What do you got down your pants, son? Come here.
One man said to me, "Hey, it looks to me like you're stealing a G.I. Joe down there." I said, "No, I'm not." And then he shoved his hand down my pants and bit the side of my face.
That's a true story?
Yes, I'm saying, hold it, I want to steal. True. Holy fuck. Chip, that's tragic.
But he was right. I was stealing a G.I. Joe. He got it back, so I couldn't even say nothing.
Oh, Christ.
He wasn't wrong. It was down the back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the G.I. Joe, his little feet were sticking out of my crack the way a cave diver dies. You ever see one of those guys that go to a cave and their little boots are sticking out of me, bro?
In your ass crack. It was spelunking in your ass.
Yep.
Wow. God damn, Chip.
Yep. Little G.I. Joe. He yanked that mug right out. It was awful.
So many years, and I'm still privy to brand new stories from Mr. Chipperson. It's astounding.
So listen,
he's a gift.
How old were you, Kevin? Kevin, when you fucked that girl, when you were both zooey, what were you, like 17, 18?
Yeah, at least.
That's cool. That's
I was cute. Older. I didn't get lucky till, and she didn't even like me. She liked my roommate, but my roommate didn't like her, so she fucked me.
Oh, that's then. Hot. You make
Isn't that
cum?
Funny? You say you didn't get lucky until 20, and she says, I got unlucky. At
I got so unlucky last night. Like, I puked and I fucked him anyway. to get to his roommate.
Back in those days, though, there was a girl that I got a bottle of wine for her because she wanted this bottle of wine. I even remember the name of the wine was Casa de Sol, which I guess is House of the Sun or something like that. So sun spelled S-O-N.
Yeah.
shoved it right up her ass. So she was drinking, and then she puked. A nice red wine vomit out my truck window. And I just started making out with her anyway. Like, literally after she puked. Because you don't care. I was like 16. I was 16, and I'm getting laid. I'm not going to let a little vomit breath upset my night of maybe having her touch my penis.
Mm. Did you fuck her?
Yeah, I did. I did that That's very totally night better. With her puke wine breath. I had sexual intercourse.
You know, it's a good way after a girl pukes because they feel like vulnerable, you know, so you can take advantage of that.
Right. I think that's what happened with that Tara Reid girl. Joe Biden, she vomited and then Joe Biden diddled her.
Tara Reid vomited? Never.
He thought that was consent.
What you got to understand is this. A lot of times, like one time, I didn't know a girl wasn't feeling well because her breath was a little weird. I'm like, your breath smells a little strange. And she's like, I got the flu. Oh. So she had kind of flu breath. And we were making out. And a big hunk of tuna casserole was on her gums. I like tuna casserole, so I didn't say nothing. I fucking ate it. What do I care? And she's like, sorry, Chipper, I've been throwing up all day. So apparently that's what it was.
Wow.
Was it tuna casserole from like another time and she threw it
up? No, no.
In her bowler and then you ate it?
Oh, no. It was just stuck in a, what do they call it, in a dry socket?
Yep. It was like those little white hunks of food that get caught in the back of your throat that you cough up. You ever cough up a food ball?
I don't think I have, but... yeah, I don't know, Chip. That's
Kev, story. You got any jokes about the coronavirus?
Yeah. Not really. No, I was thinking that, what was I going to say? Something. I was going to say about, like, how are they going to let people on the beach now? They're going to let anybody. I was talking to Christina before you guys got on, but it's going to be, they're going to be like Studio 54, the lifeguards. They'll be like, hey, bring the hot chicks on the beach. Hey, fatty. You gotta stay on the boardwalk. You know what I mean? Because
what they should be doing
now—you can't let everybody on the beach. So who's gonna let on the beach? Hot
right.
People, just like that's at
right.
A disco.
A big fucking the hugest velvet rope ever, stretching right across the entire coast of California, that's where right. You have to get permission to get in if you're one of the glitterati. Yeah.
You know, it's funny. I was the other day, I said to myself, I'm going to go to the White House, right?
Whoa.
And I'm gonna talk. Whoa, what's up? Wow. Oh, there it goes. That's
holy
pretty
shit.
Cool. I like that. You
wow.
Know,
change
your background.
You're just right there.
I feel like you're there.
DC.
You yeah.
It's
crazy.
Not that, you know, have you got for real, Chip? Can I be serious for a second?
Sure.
I was at the White House recently. It doesn't seem that big in person.
You know, I was at the White House too one time.
I'm not shitting on Trump. I'm just saying it doesn't. I was it just.
I don't think
want
he
to get
built
political.
It.
I'm just saying when you see it, I think it adds like 15 pounds or whatever on TV. And then when you see it in real life, you're like, it's impressive, but you think it's going to be, like, bigger.
Dude, I'm doing my prank show, Gotcha, Gotcha. So I walked up to the White House with a can of fucking pink paint. And I'm like, I'm here to paint. And they go, what? And I'm like, Gotcha, Gotcha. And then I fucking – it was really cute. Really cute moment.
That's a great name, Gotcha, Gotcha.
Gotcha, Gotcha. Chip has the greatest names for his shows. They're
Gotcha, Gotcha.
Like
it's a great prank
a
show.
Press conference.
That's right, babe. I should.
Yeah,
you
looks
know,
really. You yeah. Look very
the cure for coronavirus is in the bottom of my testicles. Oh, now get it out. Oh,
you could trade. You could trade it for. You could trade it for AIDS.
Hold on a second.
Yes.
This don't look official enough.
Mm.
All right, that looks fucking.
Oh,
cool.
Damn!
Oh,
you're
yeah,
one of the front.
Go.
You're one of the frontline heroes.
Yeah, I know. A lot of people have said that. You know, they're accusing me of stolen valor because I walk around with a fucking doctor's outfit on and get free shit.
Oh.
You're the most essential person I know.
I'd only accuse you of stolen Valtrex.
That's true, though. I mean, nobody's getting laid, but if you walk around like with the doctor's scrubs on, people
yeah.
saluting you like you're like in fucking uniform yep. at the airport.
Yes,
that's what I've been doing.
Scrubs and a mask, and you're fucking yeah. People are like, oh, you're the greatest guy. Fuck that. What about the obese friggin' nurse that doesn't even look at you in the eye when you're at the doctor's office?
Yeah,
she's like whistling her day away. She's counting the hours till she goes home. Bad right. attitude, and now she's being called a hero. Once this is all over, these people are gonna have this fucking attitude. They're already annoying pieces of shit, 99% of them anyway.
My mother got in trouble. She got arrested for stealing a head of lettuce from Wegmans.
Oh, no.
Another today? Wegmans theft by the Chipperson family.
Yes, stealing a head of lettuce under her brassiere.
Where would she put such a thing?
Under her brassiere. I hate that because the salads all smell like armpits on lamb.
Makes it warm, too. It probably wilts the lettuce. It
really you know, it's does. You know, it's amazing. Olivia yeah. Newton-John could steal two heads of lettuce in her bra.
Just a piece of garbage person.
Hey, I forgot.
I'm gonna let that one breathe.
I am just a piece of shit.
Just a terrible human being.
That's all we can do is laugh or cry. We gotta laugh.
Is your
brother
hat
said
off?
Something there. Brother said something there. Guys, do the laugh or cry thing again. I'm gonna lead you into it. I'm gonna say something about. I'll lead you into it because that was good, but I wanted to have impact. So, Kevin, what two options do we have?
We can laugh or we can cry.
Cry or laugh. Yep, cry or laugh. I was saying that the other day.
Wow. It has so much more spontaneity the second time.
Yeah,
the last time I went to the doctor, I thought I had the COVID, you know?
Oh, shit.
When it first came out in March, I went to the doctor, urgent care. So I said, they said, what's wrong? I said, well, I have a headache. And the nurse, I don't know what country she was from, but she wasn't from here. And then she goes, where? She goes, where's your headache? I go, in my head.
That could be the dumbest question a medical professional could ask.
Sometimes I think you embellish stories. I didn't embellish that at all.
That happened to me one time, dude. I'm in a fucking place, right? I used to get these fucking splitting migraines. And I thought there was something wrong with me. But then my friend was over and he said, no, it's because your mother's boyfriend is abusing you with a golf club. I'm like, oh, all right, that explains it at least. He would strike me in the back of the head with a golf club whenever I would laugh and his programs were on. So I went to the hospital and I'm like, I got a bad headache. And she goes, where does it hurt? I go, in my fucking toe. What do you think I'm talking about?
What were his programs?
He was a big fan of the Mod Squad. Whatever, I always knew when Peggy Lipton was on because I would just hear him yelling, I'm going to fuck that white bitch.
He probably had a shot, too.
Wait, where'd Kevin go? Oh, fuck.
We lost Kevin.
I'm on low power.
All right. So maybe you're not a fucking government, man. Since we've been talking about this UFO shit, I've seen a lot of strange things happen.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Like what?
My friend Kevin disappeared.
Just for a second, though.
Yeah, but my other friend Anthony couldn't sign on.
Right.
That's the government saying, look, no. If you're going to talk about this shit, then we'll see. Christina became an alcoholic. Like a whole bunch of stuff has happened.
That's just quarantine, Christina. Real life, Christina, she doesn't really drink.
I like it, babe. You look all cute with your hair straight. You know I like that. I like when you tie your hair under to look like a little babushka.
Oh, yeah.
Babushka. Oh, look at that.
Yeah, that's really chill. I like that a lot.
Oh, that's good.
That's very Amish.
Yeah, isn't that Amish? I like that. That's fucking hot. Yo, all kidding aside, you ever see The Sopranos? Hold on a minute.
That's what I was watching before the podcast. I'm on season two.
Jesus Christ.
I'm rewatching it.
Okay. Good thing, because then you can't get spoiled at the end.
I already know what happened. But I feel like when I watched it back then, I was too young to appreciate it. So now I'm really.
Yeah, you were too young to appreciate it because you were getting fucked in a waterbed.
That's right.
I had priorities that were not.
Dude, she was
this fucking, who's this fucking whore in a waterbed? She should be down at the big dancing. She shouldn't be getting fucked in a fucking waterbed.
I'm in the mafia.
Hey,
I'm in the mafia.
Hey, T, I was with this broad last night, T. She's fucking me in a waterbed.
Hey, Tony, bring the drugs here.
Chip is spot on.
Chip's so good.
It's always great when Chip has to jump on the bandwagon and do the impressions too.
Tony, what are you doing over there with your mafia friends? You're going to lock everybody.
I don't think it was that blunt and blatant, dude. It was a little more subtle.
We can see what Chip's been doing with his free time, working on his Sopranos character.
Yeah, I can improv. You start something, believe me, I'm right. I don't mean to take over, but that's just what I do. Yeah, that's what a lot of people are saying, babe. I mean, what am I going to do? You know, I'll get over there.
That's perfect.
Thanks a lot. You ever seen The Godfather?
Oh, classic, of course.
Yeah. People don't like when they watch it because every time the horse's head, I always like when the fucking, when they're showing the horse in the stable, I always go, oh boy, watch where his head winds up.
And then the people go, oh, that's where.
Yeah, no, but I try not to blow it. But like when the camera's zooming in on the house, I go, wait, watch this part. Watch what's in the bed with him.
I would lean over to you and go, now you get the hell out of here. Like waltz.
Hey, I run the mafia. I'll kill everybody because you're not there doing what I say.
Oh, I can't believe that you weren't in the movie, Chip. You're so good.
So I'm the guy who the families are all going to do as I say.
Wow. This
That's
must
a pretty
be
good Alan Alda.
This Hold must on. Be the cut scenes. Additional content.
Remember Alan Alda when he fucking all of a sudden he realized that the lady smothered a baby and then all of a sudden he starts cracking up.
Oh, geez. He thought it was a chicken in the bus. The Chinese troops were there, the North Koreans and Chinese. And he's like, shut her up. Shut the chicken up. He wouldn't shut the chicken up. Yep. And then it's like, oh, fuck, it was a baby.
Yup. See, the chicken and the baby thing. I remember when I was a kid and I used to make movies, they would always tell me to cluck like a chicken. I'm like, I don't.
What movies were these? Do I dare ask?
I did one movie when I was like six. It was called The Boy Who Could Dance Ballet.
I can't really laugh because my kids will wake up. That's funny, Chip.
Yeah,
they were like, we don't have a tutu for you yet. And they just had me in the nude dancing ballet in the kitchen.
I'm surprised a young Chip didn't say, I'll settle for a 1-1.
I was going to say 4-4.
Okay. 4-4 works.
No, a 2-2. I think I said something like a 2-2. What's a 22? What are you guys talking about over there?
And we're back.
That's good again.
We're back in character.
Again.
They went crazy.
Now I'm going to watch The Sopranos when we hang up.
Oh, what's the matter? Ain't got a little boogie in there? Go ahead. We'll edit this out.
No, it was a little runny. It's nothing to worry about, everybody. It's
get tested.
Allergy season.
Oh, yeah? Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
I was listening to the radio the other day, and they were playing Joe Satriani in a song called Joe Satch Boogie. Do you like the name of that song?
Ooh. Ooh. Why would you call a song that if your name's Joe Satriani? Yeah, play the Joe Satch Boogie. Ugh.
You don't like that?
It's so terrible. I wouldn't even listen to the first note if I saw the name pop up on. I would turn the radio dial immediately.
Oh, it's called Satch Boogie.
It doesn't make it much better there.
No, it makes it worse, actually. I'd rather read a hepatitis boogie than listen to that.
Do you have a chip boogie? Is that something you're working on?
Nah. You know, I'm trying to learn to beatbox. I want to do something.
Oh, yeah, and there we go.
I did fucking...
Topical.
I have been working on a little bit of a song.
Hear some of it?
Hold on a second. Let me see. I got... Give me 1 second. I really didn't plan on this. Y'all just sit tight for 1 second. Hold on 1 second. Let me see if I got a fucking... Because I was working on a fucking... I was working on a fucking verse here. It's only... I only got one line about it, but it's called What Exactly Is the Rain?
Jesus. What exactly is the rain?
Oh, yep. Ant's going to love this.
Oh, I'm sure. The name alone is might as well be Satchmo fucking Boogie. Whatever.
Nah, but this is just one. It's only a few seconds, but I'm working on a video for it. And I figured I would just share. You know, I wasn't going to, but there's so many people suffering.
Awesome. And
I said, I can bring a little bit of joy.
Yeah.
Right.
Unless you have a shotgun with a toe trigger. I don't think you're bringing joy to anybody.
No, don't say that because people are going to think you are. Sorry, babe. I didn't hear you. I didn't mean to step on you. Christina, hold on. Daddy's digging. Go on now.
Oh, I think that you were put on this planet to spread the joy. So this is your duty.
Thanks a lot. Imagine if, oh, wait, how did we, joy was a liquid.
She said duty, though.
I said duty. I used to say that when I was a boy.
Are you going to do something with that?
We're ready, Chip.
Okay, listen, we're going to play this one now. Go ahead, put it in the window, but I just want everybody not to get too fucking emotional.
Oh, wow.
That's awesome. You look great.
Yeah, I know, babe. Thanks. Go ahead, play it. What exactly is the rain? When will the rain stop falling? What exactly is the rain? When will the rain stop falling? Nice, right?
Why does it get so close to you?
It's about the emotion. I just gave the camera to somebody. I was by myself in a park.
I hope they were 6 feet away from you. It looked very close.
Exactly, but isn't that nice? Rain. It kind of gets the emotion of the rain and the whole tragedy of what's going on.
I was so caught up in it. What was the second line? What exactly is the rain? And then what?
What exactly is the rain? When will the rain stop falling?
I really liked it. Can I give you a suggestion,
though? Sure, babe.
Plenty of those I could give.
Maybe the next time you film yourself, it should actually be raining.
Ah, see? Exactly. There wasn't any rain.
No, it's funny. I knew something about it, felt weird. And then I'm like, yeah, but it's sunny out. And it was windy.
Call me next time and I'll help you. I'll guide you through it.
I'll do it in the rain, but I'm trying to hook it up on a boom camera so it just kind of goes by my face like this. And I go, what exactly? It'll be like, what exactly is the rain?
But think about how hot you'll look while soaking wet, like those legs soaking wet.
Do you think maybe if I just pissed on myself?
Yeah, I mean, whatever. Just a little liquid would help the video.
Yeah, I think you're right. Me sitting there pensive in the rain. You're like, what's Chipperson thinking right now? And then I tell you, boom, what exactly is the rain? Cool.
My favorite part of these Chip Chipperson shows are when I get done and these little songs are stuck in my head for fucking week.
Yeah. What exactly is the rain? Yeah. When will the rain stop falling?
Yep. All night.
From now on, whenever it rains, I'll be thinking about Chip.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, trust me, it gets stuck in there too.
Oh, yeah.
There was the other one too. I couldn't remember which. There was another one that got stuck in my head. Fucking what exactly is the rain? And fucking the more things change.
Oh, yeah, the more things change.
Kevin, you remember that one? That's a nice song.
That's my prop song.
The more things change, the more they're changing.
Oh, it's as catchy as Corona, motherfucker.
Hey, wait, it's Chip. My phone's at like 7%, so I might just
That's okay. We got to wrap up anyway. Listen, right, Kev, are you promoting anything?
Just disappear. If I disappear, that's what happens.
That's the all right. Let's promote your show. Where can they see your show?
I got no shows, but I'll promote this guy's plumbing company on my sweatshirt.
All right. If anybody drops a big log in the bowl, that Mr. Whopper will help you out.
He's from Boston. He sent it to me. He's on Twitter. He's Matty Arp. MattyArp. He's a good guy. He does a lot of edibles and everything. So
I just realized you look like Jeb Bush in that hoodie. Do you remember when Jeb Bush put the hoodie on?
Jeb clap. Bush?
You put the hoodie on. Look up Jeb Bush in a hoodie.
I was thinking of Beverly Hillbillies.
No,
Uncle Jed.
Let me ask you something. No, Ken, where can they listen to your show? Where can they listen to and catch your show?
I don't know, man. Things are not going good. Listen, I've been doing a lot of soul searching the last couple of months, and I want to apologize to Anthony. I'll have him on here.
Okay, why?
Because sometimes, you know, you let your emotions get the better of you. You know that, Chip.
I've never gotten in the middle of any of the stuff, the business end of anything. I've always just loved Kevin. I think you're hilariously funny.
No, I'm kidding.
I've never had anything but a good time with Kevin.
I'm a big fan. I do love you. Whenever I see you, I feel like I got to say something because I always loved the show and working at your thing. So.
Always so much fun.
But sometimes when you are sitting at your home for like 80 straight days, you start fucking thinking.
Reflecting.
Yeah.
I hate reflection.
You're like a bunch of ladies right now. I love it.
Hold on a second. Let me set this up a little bit better.
All right, Chip.
All right. So now here's what we got to do.
That's what I was talking about. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck, it's him. Oh, fuck, it's him without the beard.
Oh, my gosh.
Hold on a second. Let me set this up. All right, we'll delete the apology. Let it be me setting it up. Okay. So it seems to me like as we wind down, apologies are in order. If Kevin might have one for Ant.
This was so awkward. You don't do that, Chip.
Why?
Because it's got to be organic.
Feel if I lead into it, it's like it is my show and I'm the leader.
Like roots, vegetables, and legumes. It's got to be organic.
Yeah. I'm telling you, I got to get more questions in that category.
You do. You need more questions.
Yep. All right, Kev. So they can no way to catch
Twitter.
Your podcast. Yeah.
Go to Twitter. You know what I was going to promote? I just watched it because my roast from last year.
That's right.
Oh god, that was hilarious.
They're promoting it on at the Stand. They're running stuff like roast every Saturday night at the Stand on their Instagram. So I rewatched it. It was hilarious. You guys were all there, and Chip was hilarious. And
Anthony
was there. He wasn't on the thing, but. Chip, you were like, I think you were my favorite guy then and so now funny. Still.
Thanks a lot. As long as it ain't him. As long as this fucking cum-cheeked manatee is your favorite.
That's a potato that is a fruit.
All right. I'm going to set that up. Okay.
Yes. Oh, gosh.
Definitely read that.
Look at this. Jesus Christ. Remember the legumes and potatoes category?
Yeah, that's the potato.
It's a fruit, right? You do the fruit.
Oh, my fucking God.
He like breaks your brain.
It's the worst. I got that fucking TDM again or whatever.
Oh yeah, the AMS.
PTSD.
Yeah, look at
PP and J's.
TMG. TMJ.
All right, so go to Kevin's Twitter, check out Kevin's show. Kevin's very funny. Anthony.
Yeah, go to my Kevin Brennan 666. You can find everything from there. My whatever. It's you guys all know it anyway. So God bless. Thanks for having me on, Chip.
Anytime. It's good seeing you.
Take it easy, Kevin.
Good, great party, isn't it? Good seeing you, pal. All right.
I'm still here, but if I get disconnected.
Okay. We're cutting out anyway. So, Compound Media, I know Norton was on this week. I'm glad you only gave that fruit a semi-hour before you got the real comics on. Good for you.
Some of the greatest conversations ever took place in that bathroom. Look. Yeah, Chip, we just celebrated our 1,000th show for the Anthony Cumia show with Dave Landau, of course, now. And And we're doing it. We're doing them live Monday through Thursday, still through this most trying of times. So compoundmedia.com. That's
all right.
That's that.
Thank you, man. And Christina, what are you promoting, beautiful babe, besides the fact that you might need a trip to rehab like fucking...
Nothing. Just you can be my friend on Twitter.
Oh, be my friend.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Are you my friend, Danny?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't
know,
like
who you're drinking.
Danny.
All right, listen. Here we go. Kev, I hope you remember the countdown. If the kids wake up, that's the price you pay for greatness. Here we go. All right, we're all going to count down.
All right.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Chippy-kai. Yay, motherfuckers.